This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said it's highly likely the U.S. government would run out of resources to meet all the government's obligations in early June and possibly as early as June 1st. Yellen's comments, delivered remotely to the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit in London, come as the negotiations have locked on a classic problem that has vexed, divided, and disrupted Washington before. Republicans led by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy want to roll back federal government spending, while President Joe Biden and other Democrats do not. Here's McCarthy at a news conference earlier Wednesday.
So I just think it's common sense, it's reasonable, and it's rational that we spend less next year than we spend this year.
The political standoff is edging the country closer to a crisis, roiling financial markets and threatening the global economy. Russia alleges that dozens of Ukrainian militants crossed into one of its border towns in its Belgorod region, striking targets and forcing an evacuation before more than 70 of the attackers were killed or pushed back by what the authorities termed a counterterrorism operation. But one of the groups claiming responsibility for the strike, the Russian Volunteer Corps, denied Wednesday it had lost any men in what it called a peacekeeping mission.
People of Belgorod region are too tired from Putin's war. We destroy Russian military forces and try to bring peace on Ukrainian and Russian land.
They said while they coordinated their actions with Ukraine, their actions were their own. The UN's human rights chief on Wednesday warned there had been deeply troubling reports of sexual violence in Sudan since fighting erupted between two rival generals in the country. Sudan has